Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Friday edition of the Power Hour. We are live. That is, if you are listening on the 26th of June, 2015. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. There's been more terror in France. If you haven't heard, more terror in France. Josh is joining me in the studio. About time you be here, Josh.
Good to be here.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
And terror in France. Terror in France. And this time we were just talking, Josh said they left a calling card, too, which is handy. And we'll talk about it in a little bit. The saga of Greece goes on. And they're saying now that, okay, we're going to change that line in the sand from Thursday to Friday. Then we're going to change the line in the sand to Saturday. Then we're going to change it to Sunday. And Monday's really going to be it.
I thought it was last Monday, though.
Well, yeah.
But
and the Monday before.
Kicking the can.
And the Monday before. Well, they're not wanting people to know that the emperor doesn't have any clothes. They still want him to think he's got a pair of briefs on. And that's what they're doing, is they are literally wanting to diffuse this thing for as long as possible. You know, Mike from Tennessee said, you know, the last thing to go is to loot the treasury. And that's what's happening everywhere. Well, not only are they thinking that Greece is going to crump, but they're thinking, now they're starting to think in terms of which is the next country to go down. And maybe that's why France had a little terrorist incident today. I don't know. But
it's funny how they work, you know, things work like that.
Yeah.
Like this stuff, really bad stuff going on. Well, look at this bombing over here.
Yeah. Coincidence.
And shooting or whatever.
And the TPP went through, which I hate to have to tell you. TPP went through in the TPA. And a lot of people asking the question, could the Confederate flag have been a diversion while they got the TPP through?
You think? I mean, how ridiculous is it?
Thinking outside the cage. Yes. I mean, here we've got, and everybody on TV is saying, well, this thing needed to pass. We're so glad it passed. What is it? You don't even know what it is that you're promoting. You are simply mimicking whatever you are told to do. You have no idea what you just did to this country. You're part of it. The crime of running this country into the ground as fast as they can so that they can glean the spoils of war before it goes down. And that's exactly what is happening. Russia, hey, they're still defending themselves and building up more air defense systems, saying, U.S., I wouldn't even think about it if I were you. And then ex-Prime Minister Ehud Barak says, ISIS isn't that strong. We could take them down in 2 days if we wanted to.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, and yet the United States wants to pay ISIS.
Man.
I mean, it is so confusing. It is no wonder the average person doesn't even want to sit in front of a CNN and watch this.
Well, they got to worry about the Confederate flag and Gone with the Wind.
Oh, but they want to take out also. Yeah, Gone with the Wind.
Mm-hmm.
You remove that movie. They want to also remove the stained glass windows in the South that have anything to do with the war.
Unbelievable.
And
so ridiculous to me.
Can you imagine? They're going to start tearing up this country, you know. License plates will go next. It's just a matter of just tearing this country apart under the guise of the main problem is a flag.
Right.
We can get rid of that flag. The root of all evil is the Confederate flag.
What a huge distraction.
It is.
Enormous.
It is. And it's been used perfectly. And a lot of people are questioning, did that event happen the way they said it happened in South Carolina? I don't even want to know.
It's just craziness.
It is. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Let's talk about how ISIS could come down in 2 days and why are we not doing it then if we could? We're going to be talking to the Survival Mom in the next hour, and then we got open lines in the third hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. 3 minute break. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
Stay tuned.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. It is Friday. So glad to have you joining us today. I do hope you have a good weekend. I hope you put some energy into taking care of yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. See what you can do to feel better. See what you can do to take care of your family just a little bit better. Getting the sleep that we need is so important. Man, I notice it. Josh, do you notice it? If you get like an hour or two less sleep.
Yeah, and lately I haven't been sleeping as well.
Uh-huh. And when we don't sleep well, the next day, whole next day is impacted. And I don't think people realize the importance of sleep. Of course, you're just a kid anyway, so it doesn't really bother you as much.
I feel it.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, sleep and then exercise. And that's the thing that we always put at the very end of our day when we really should start out with it in the morning.
Right.
But you know, we've got all kinds of excuses why we can't do it then, and we've got all kinds of excuses at night why we can't do it, and we end up not doing it.
I've been trying to stick with it.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Okay, let's get into the news. One is beheaded, several injured in a suspected Islamist attack on a French gas factory. The attack on Saint-Quentin-Fallavier near Grenoble in eastern France was initially reported by local newspaper there. A single assailant stormed the factory compound in his car and detonated gas canisters that he brought with him. The attacker reportedly waved an Islamist black flag. Oh, that's just too much. That pushes me over the edge, Josh. What? That does push me over the edge.
I don't think it's that far out of the question, personally.
You don't?
I don't, no.
If you were going to go and have a major killing of a bunch of people, you would take your flag with you.
Well,
are you serious?
Yeah. Yes, I would. I would want to be, if I was a psychopath, and I would want to be, obviously you're completely egotistical and would want to be known for what you did. Right? Just like we were talking, because we had this discussion, I said, well, if you look back in comic books or superhero, type stuff, the villain always left some sort of calling card so that they would be known, for what they did.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't read enough comic books, and I don't know what the bad guys do, but anyway, he left his flag at the site.
That's because he blew up, right?
No, he didn't
blow up.
Huh,
yeah.
They caught him.
He left his flag there.
They caught him. Yeah, he left his calling card.
Yes.
The headless body of a man was found near the factory. Now, I've got to throw that in there. I mean, they really like to make it as gruesome as possible. A French official later said the head was found at the entry gate of the factory and that the two Islamist flags were nearby. So we got three flags. Or two or three flags, I don't know. But, yeah, he brought an extra, a backup flag. And I just find the story creepy. That's all I can say is creepy. By the way, that company was a U.S. company.
Yes, Air Products is what the company's name is.
Yeah, so it was a U.S. company. So now we can kind of throw the emphasis on U.S. and in France. So France has got more problems now than they can deal with. And now they're saying that France is next, and the French presidential forerunner wants out of the failed euro.
Right.
Zero Hedge is reporting there's been some confusion why Germany and the eurozone are so strict in negotiating with France and unwilling to concede even the smallest amount of what they deem as outlandish Greek demands. The reason is not so much whether Spain or even Italy, both countries with soaring unemployment, lost generation, and a sweeping movement against austerity, follow with comparable demands. Should Europe concede to Cyprus? But France, where the forerunner for the next president, the nation's front's Marine Le Pen, has just warned that not only is Greek exit inevitable, but that France would follow shortly.
Right. Yeah. Le Pen says, I'll be Madame Frexit if the European Union doesn't give us back our monetary, legislative, territorial, and budget sovereignty. So she, is into national sovereignty. Call her crazy.
What a mess.
I think the whole thing's going to fall apart eventually. And so she's just stepping up there and trying to get things worked out, I guess, before they, before it does. Because if you're looking at the situation, if I was one of those countries, I would be making, you're supposed to prepare for the hard times ahead, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, a wise man prepares. I would be looking at the situation saying, okay, if this is going to go down, let's go ahead and kind of have a plan, at least.
Yeah.
When it does, it's not just complete chaos.
I mean, we're supposed to believe that all these people are just standing around having meetings going, gee, what are we going to do about Greece? When in reality, they are really like the duck with, that's really paddling hard under the water trying to figure out what they're going to do in their own country.
Well,
and austerity doesn't work anymore. I mean, look at the Greeks. They are not even paying their taxes. I think something like 75% of the people are not paying taxes over there.
Well, how do you pay taxes when you don't
have any money?
Right, yeah.
Exactly. Makes way too much sense. And so they're saying, fine, we're going to raise your taxes.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah.
We're
not paying them as it is. They are not paying their taxes. And that's something that's really underreported on television.
Oh, I'm sure.
Really underreported, Josh. Germany's EU commissioner says that Grexit, or the Greek exit, is unavoidable if no solution is found in, we're going to move it down five
days.
Five
more days.
Yes. It's not the European Commission's aim to see Greece exit the EU, but this may become unavoidable if no solution to the debt standoff is found in the next 5 days. They have been like meeting day and night over there. Those people have got to be exhausted. Commissioner Gunther Ettinger said, according to Reuters, we will do everything up until the 30th. For the Greeks to show that they are prepared to reform. What can they reform at this point?
Yeah, I don't know.
What can they do?
There's Nothing is looking good for them.
No. I mean, they're wanting them to turn over everything they own, all their money, everything, to save the country. And the people are saying, we're tired of that. Ettinger, the EU Commissioner for Digital Economy and Society, says a Grexit isn't our aim, but would be unavoidable if there's no solution in the next 5 days. I kind of think the Greek people are saying, look, I've had it. We've had it. There's nothing we can do to appease the European Union. We don't want to pay back the IMF. We can't pay back the IMF. We don't want to tax our people anymore. Our people are revolting in the streets.
Are they?
Yes, they are.
Right. I would assume that they would be. You know?
Yeah. And let's just let this thing roll, get it over with, take the pain, right, and move on down the road.
But there's so much more than just, you know, Iceland was one thing. Because they're kind of isolated and, you know, they're not part of the euro. This is, you know, got broader implications.
Oh, boy, does it. But still, I mean, Greece is Greece.
Right.
Greece is not,
Greece
you
is
know,
a Europe-
an appendage.
Right. And but that's the way it's been set up, though.
What do you bet? What do you bet that the Greek Prime Minister, Mr. Tsipras, has not already called Iceland and said, hey, guys, can we talk?
Yeah.
You know, do you have any ideas for us right now?
Rest your bankers.
Yeah. Other than hanging the bankers, what should we do? And I tell you, this is going to be horrendous once it happens. It's going to be Greece. Then it's going to be, let's say, France next. Portugal, Germany, Ireland. I don't know. Germany's a little bit.
Still, they're all leveraged to the hilt. You know, everyone's tied. All these banks are tied together. It's.
And then there's the United States.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyway, it's all about money. It's all about greed. Why are we in this mess in the first place? Why?
Greed.
Because of greed. And because of people who have raped the treasury and raped the monetary system. And I'll tell you that Ron Paul message 8, well, or 6, there's a 6 and an 8. That is so important for people to understand why this is all happening. And it will explain to you in 20 minutes the financial system in this country.
Hmm.
We always knew a missile defense shield was against Russia and China, a top Moscow security official says. The head of Russia's Security Council says the West's recent actions prove the NATO anti-missile defense system was always aimed at hemming in Moscow and Beijing, and promises the Kremlin will react to the alliance's expansion in Europe. Washington insisted that the missile defense shield was a deterrent to Iran. But now the world powers are negotiating with Iran, so logically, plans for the system should be dropped. But this is not happening. And we already knew that the missile defense shield was aimed at Russia and China, but they say current events confirm this.
Wow.
Well, I don't know what it takes for them to understand that. Russia's going to deploy in response the S-400 air defense system near the western borders by the end of 2015, which means they're probably just finishing up the last details. Russia's western military district will receive an unspecified number of advanced S-400, Triumph, and Pantsir S air defense systems by the end of 2015. Modern S-400 Triumph long-range air defense system and the Pantsir gun missile air defense system will put in service with air defense units of the Western Military District, and they're moving on it. Russia is currently undergoing a $325 billion rearmament program for a 70% modernization of its military weaponry by 2020. They're going to, like, they're serious. They're on it.
They're probably way farther than, you know, obviously what we know about or what we're being told.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. It's scary.
It is. Russia's not messing around. ISIS is not strong, so says ex-Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak. They could be defeated within 2 days. The Islamic State militant group that has been... Have you noticed there's been a dearth of communication between Netanyahu and the president? Have you noticed there hasn't been much communication that's been revealed to the United States? Hmm. Makes you wonder what they're really thinking and doing and planning and whatever. But they've kind of been made the kind of stepchild a little bit of the United States.
Right.
Anyway, this Islamist militant group that has been terrorizing the Middle East with its greatest offense for over a year, that's what we're told, is not strong, Ehud Barak says, in an interview he did with RT. I don't know. I'd like to be there for that one, to tell you the truth. And with a proper coordinated response, they could be suppressed quickly. I think that ISIS is somewhat successful because it doesn't face a coherent, coordinated effort to destroy it.
Yeah, there's some 30,000 to 40,000 people, and their vehicle is a Toyota pickup and some machine gun on it.
Yeah.
That's a great
And
quote.
A black flag. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
In 1 week, our car broke down, and our roof started to leak. We really needed money for repairs.
I really needed to move to a bigger apartment, but with my credit card payments and other bills, I couldn't afford the security deposit.
When over 100,000 people needed money this year, they turned to Avant.
Avant was great. They relieved a lot of financial stress.
I was approved for a personal loan through Avant. The next day, I had $4,000 in my account.
Avant can get you the personal loan you need fast. It's simple to apply, and there's no risk, because checking your rate with Avant has no effect on your FICO score. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5757 at checkout. That's www.avant.com, promo code 5757.
Loans are made by WebBank, a Utah Industrial Bank, Equal Housing Lender, and by affiliate of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. As these skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed
today. Dogs say goodnight, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. A little bit later in the third hour, I'm going to have to address Thomas, who wrote a nasty email to the Power Hour regarding what happened yesterday with Gary Null. And I'm going to have to address this because, you know, if there are other people that feel this way, I want to set the record straight. So in the third hour, I will address that. And I'm not very happy either, Thomas. I really am not very happy that you would say those kinds of things. So, you know, I mean, we have to deal with, you know, we don't want any misunderstandings. And we need to make sure that we are clear with everybody and what we're doing. Because credibility is absolutely everything, especially on the radio. Because there are so many people that I get disillusioned with on the radio, and I want to make sure that we stay as clear with our people as possible. So I will address that in the third hour. But anyway, let's get back to the news. This idea that Ehud Barak says that ISIS is not very strong, could be defeated within 2 days if you guys really wanted to. What do you think that message is? I mean, think of when he's putting up something like that.
Stop being so weak.
Well,
or quit funding the bad guys, America?
Yeah, maybe you guys are in this for the wrong reasons, right. And maybe you are both sides of the deal. I can't imagine Ehud Barak going to RT and saying, are you kidding me? 2 days this could come down. This could be all done in 2 days.
Right.
But instead, they're drawing it out, and obviously we know why. We know why. A secret document says the U.S. is going to give Tehran nuclear technology, refurbish the reactor under the deal. Now, remember, it is apparently Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld who made the nuclear reactor possible for Iran in the first place, along with North Korea. Now, if you don't believe me, look up North Korea reactor Donald Rumsfeld.
Wow.
And it seems that we build up these other people, then we have to go against them because, ooh, they did what we told
exactly.
them to do.
Exactly. I mean, it's the same blueprint as ISIS. They said we're only giving them small arms, you mm-hmm. know, for a little bad guy, right?
Yeah, little yeah. bad guy.
And so why not? Why wouldn't we give our supposed enemies, you know, such huge technologies?
Yeah, absolutely.
Makes
and,
perfect sense.
So anyway, as negotiations are about to gather in Vienna for the final round of talks on Iran's controversial nuclear program, the U.S., by the way, I don't think they've ever proven that they have a nuclear proliferation program. They have a nuclear program for their own domestic uses. But, you know, of course, we're supposed to believe Tehran is bad, we need to bomb them. I mean, think about how many people talked about we just need to go bomb Iran. Think about that.
Oh, yeah.
How many times that has been brought up in the past. And now we're sitting at a table. And anyway, the U.S. is offering concessions to Tehran to sweeten the deal. A draft document detailing would-be deal's terms showing up. The negotiations between Iran and six leading world powers are going to kick off in the Austrian capital, Vienna, on Friday, with a deadline set for June 30th. Going to be a lot of stuff happening on June 30th. Diplomats, however, indicated that the talks may drag past the date, which seeks to scale down the program in exchange for lifting of international sanctions. As the hard talks are set to start, these have just been like easy talks that they've been doing lately.
Right.
The U.S. is willing to offer concessions to Tehran that would boost its civilian nuclear industry. In other words, okay, if you can't beat them, join them.
Well, I mean, they're just saying, you know, we're not trying to build. If I was Iran, I would be looking at Fukushima and saying, maybe this isn't the way I want to go for energy,
well,
personally.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's just me. But I don't know what their options are over there. I don't know.
I don't know either. And you would think more and more people would be taking a major hard second look at nuclear power, but then I don't know. Because Fukushima is real, Fukushima is coming, Fukushima is still a major, major issue. China plunges most since 2008, points away from the bear market and the Greek drama as it continues. Zero Hedge says following yesterday's furious market drop in Chinese stocks, I think it was down something like, I can't remember, almost 4%.
Really?
The
wow.
stock market, yeah.
It's huge.
Just before the overnight open, Morgan Stanley came out with a much distributed report urging investors not to buy this dip. And so they didn't. As a result, the Shanghai Composite imploded. And at one point it was down 8%.
Wow.
I didn't see that. At one point it was down 8%. While the Chinex and the Seishen markets crashed even more. This was the single business Shanghai composite one-day drop since 2007 with a close of 41.92.87. Now on the verge of a bear market, down 19% from its June 12th highs. Chinese second market, the Shenzhen, is now officially in the bear market.
Wow. I mean, do you think that the Morgan Stanley guy actually caused a further drop by saying what he did, by saying don't buy into, you know, in this
dip? Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think the Chinese are going to really look at that like, oh, yeah.
Thanks a lot, United
yeah,
States.
Really.
Yeah. Hey, thanks. Can we do something for you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. I mean, it was really nail-biting there for a while. All right. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all we want. We've had some real good nominations for guests on the Civil War issue of how did that happen, what happened, what was the war all about. Looking forward to that because guess what? We were lied to.
No.
Yeah, we were lied to. So looking forward to that. I want to thank you for purchasing from the Power Mall. I want to thank you for taking advantage of the offer we made yesterday. Gary Null offered three videos, one 7 Steps to Good Health, the other one on hair and skin, because he started turning gray and losing his hair. He's 69 years old now, but at, I forget what he said, 49, I think he started losing his hair and turning gray.
No, I thought it was 20-something.
Oh, that's right. That's yeah. Right, it was. And so he said, I'm going to find a protocol to keep that from happening. So he did. And he has brown hair today and a head full of it. It's amazing. So he put that into a DVD. Now, when we were down in Texas. He told us about it, but we could never find the DVD, and it wasn't out there. So Hair and Skin, he is making available to our listeners. There's three DVDs all totaled. And I am just thrilled that yesterday he offered to help us out to support the Power Mall and give those away. And so he is giving them away for us. And so what we are asking is that if you will purchase one Gary Null product, that's all, just one Gary Null of the foods, the green food, red food, purple food, or the muscle stuff, then we would send you those three DVDs.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but what he wanted us to do initially was to send them out free.
Right.
Well, you can imagine free stuff going out of here. We would have had 1,000 people on the phones immediately ordering that, and all we would have done for 3 weeks
right.
would be sending out free stuff, which we can't do.
No, you can't.
Cannot do.
It'd be your whole crew out there. The whole crew would be,
yeah.
you know, that's what all they would be doing for days.
That's right. And plus, your wife was, she was just shell-shocked yesterday after those phones just kept ringing and ringing and ringing. So we're going to continue it today. And we're going to give another day of this because many of the shows don't air until today. So Gary Null has agreed to continue that today. So you can call over at the Power Hour starting at 8 a.m. Central. And if you would like to order one of the Gary Null products, you will get those three DVDs, which is $120 value at no charge. So I would take advantage of that because you're going to get all of his information there. You're going to be able to start your own little mini retreat at home. And it's real important that you purchase one item because we just can't send free stuff out. We don't have the staff to do free stuff.
Right, and it's not just shipping as far as the cost. You know, there's the
people.
Yeah, absolutely.
They
got to
take the orders.
Yeah.
We have to pay for the 1-800 number. Then the shipping out, and then the shipping of it. Poor JJ and Sherry were doing nothing yesterday but answering the phones to help out with us. We couldn't even ship out yesterday right. because of free stuff. And
that's
a
reasonable, you know, request to get those
absolutely.
Three DVDs. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so please give us a call, and we're going to kind of focus on that right now because we want to get those out. But here's the other little challenge we have is that we had just gotten in our green stuff yesterday. And so many people order green stuff, we're going to be out of green stuff. So you're going to have to be patient. And please do not call and ask where your free stuff is. Please do not call and ask where your free stuff and green stuff is because we're getting it ordered as fast as we can now. Because I was blindsided when Gary did that. That was such an amazing offer. I couldn't turn it down. But, I mean, everybody out in the Power Mall was like, he did what? Which is awesome for the listeners.
And right, because you guys still have to get the DVDs in.
Right.
You know, so that takes time.
So he's sending them out, like, today.
Oh, that's
good. But still, understand it's going to take some time. But how many other radio shows? People nitpick us all the time. How many other radio shows give away free stuff like this?
I don't know.
And make arrangements and say, look, I'm going to do something for my people, or what can you do for my people? We're always asking them that. What can you do for our people? Anyway, so that's the deal on that. So if you would like to get those three DVDs at no charge other than purchasing one of the Gary Null food products, 877-817-9829. If you really want to help us out, 573-378-6049. 573-378-6049. And also remember to go to PowerHourGold.com. If you're interested in getting gold in smaller amounts, go to PowerHourGold.com. Put in your name there and let Rod call you back. He really knows that system. He really knows all about that. Okay, getting back to China plunging, Greek exiting, maybe France exiting. At the same time, we've got the United States saying that the Obamacare is a good deal. Yep. And they okayed and approved it. And you told me when the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 vote that Obamacare is good and it's going to stay.
Right. There is apparently a lawmaker who's come up with a bill that said the House bill would force the Supreme Court to enroll in Obamacare. I think that's awesome.
That is too much like right.
Absolutely.
Too much like right. And they really ought to do that.
I think so, too. You know, if it's good enough for us, why not?
Absolutely.
So Representative Brian Babin from Texas said, a Republican from Texas, said that the SCOTUS Care Act would make all nine justices and their employees join the national healthcare laws exchanges. As the Supreme Court continues to ignore the letter of the law, it's important that these individuals understand the full impact of their decisions on the American people. That is why I introduced the SCOTUS, you know, meaning Supreme Court of the United States. But it's funny, it looks like SCOTUS Care Act, because there's a scare in there. Anyway, to require the Supreme Court and all of its employees to sign up for Obamacare. What a great idea.
It is. It is. You know, and the president and everybody else, if he wants it for us, he ought to go along with it. Here's the problem with the Obamacare program right now, is that the deductible has gotten so high.
Right.
Most people cannot pay the deductible. So they go into the emergency room, they say, okay, great, but here's your portion of this. And they say, I can't pay that. And they said, well, thank you very much. Go on to the next emergency room then. And that's the problem. All right, I am black. I am a black South Carolinian, this man says, and here's why I support the Confederate flag. Thomas is a senior and student senator at the University of South Carolina. He majors in public relations, political science, and 4 years ago, he said, I became a national story after I hung a Confederate flag in my dorm room and the window of the University of South Carolina, Beaufort. Is that Beaufort or Beaufort?
It could go either way.
Maybe we should have somebody let us know. Controversy wasn't my intention. For me and my Southerners, the flag celebrates my heritage and regional pride. One of my ancestors, Benjamin Thomas, was a black Confederate cook. I heard this man on TV, very articulate, very smart, and he said, and I do not want to turn my back on his service to the South. So I hang the flag in honor of his work and dedication in South Carolina during the Civil War. My Confederate flag isn't racist. After all, I'm black.
I think that's hilarious. My flag is not racist. Of course your flag, it's inanimate. It doesn't have thoughts. It can't be racist.
Well, and I'm also an American who strongly believes in the constitutional right of freedom of speech. So there goes freedom of speech. There goes any kind of identification. Now, at first it was the Redskins. Now it's going to be the flag. Now it's going to be the windows in the churches that are the stained glass windows.
Well, are they going to start tearing down, you know, statues of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson?
I bet.
Every slave owner. You know, even Obama's family owned slaves.
Oh, really?
It came out in, like, 2000, whenever he was running, there were some, like, great-great-great-grandfathers and a great-great-great-grandmother. Both of them owned slaves.
Well, and remember the pictures yesterday we showed of Obama and Clinton, Hillary Clinton, embracing the Confederate flag during their election.
I mean, it's a flag. This is so ridiculous.
I've
been hearing about this all week, and it's just driving me crazy. It's like, let's talk. I mean, it needs to be talked about because of what a huge diversion it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, imagine these people who say the event that happened.
Happened the way they said.
Say it happened the way that, you know, and so these people are hurting. You know, they've lost family members and close friends, and the country's worried about a flag. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, that'll take care of all the crime. There will be no racial hatred after that flag is removed. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. What is in people's hearts will remain in people's hearts. Let's talk about changing people's hearts. Let's talk about love. I mean, and not the kind of love that says, oh, I love the guy that killed my mother. you know, she would have loved him also. And, oh, my gosh. These people need to grieve. And that's what they're trying to do right now. But you are right. They are diverting the grief into a flag. And it's just so incredibly obvious. ICC credibility test. Palestinians submit the first war crimes evidence ever against Israel to the International Criminal Court. After meeting with ICC chief prosecutor, Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki said that he had submitted the dossiers concerning the 2014 Gaza War as well as Israeli settlements on the occupied Palestinian land and treatment of Palestinian prisoners in Israel. Palestine is a test for the credibility of international mechanisms, a test the world cannot afford to fail. Palestine has decided to seek justice, not vengeance. He also added, that he had agreed with prosecutors on a date for their visit to Palestine, although he did not reveal the exact time. It depends on their ability to enter Palestinian authority and territory without problems. ICC prosecutors intend to make field visits both to Palestine and Israel, but they have not received a formal permission to visit Israel yet.
Well,
why? You know why? They're going to show Palestine all bombed out to the Middle Ages. Well, and Israel, they hit a tree over here.
Now, look, when I say this, I'm not defending Israel's actions, their government's action in any way. But if it was me and I'm a sovereign nation, I wouldn't recognize the ICC either, personally. Because that's you know, international government. I'm not saying that what they did was right or anything like that. I'm just saying
I agree.
You know, if, say, someone brought something against the U.S.,
okay? Put in there, is Israel a member of the ICC?
No, it's not. And it's not obliged. It says Israel's not, this comes from the RT story, Israel's not a member of the ICC and is therefore not obliged to abide by the ICC's decision or even give it any information related to the inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
So,
are they right in saying, sorry, you know, we're not going to give you any information? There's no reason to implicate themselves.
If it was me, I would not recognize an international body of law, personally.
Well, that's one of the best points you brought up, John.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
You know, regardless of what they've done, I believe in nations, and, you know, mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Sovereign nations.
Call me old-fashioned.
Yeah. No, I think that's great. IRS deleted backups. Are you ready for this? You really want to get your hackles up? IRS deleted backups of 24,000 Lois Lerner emails months after subpoena. According to the months after.
Whoops.
Yeah. Oh, but they didn't know what they were doing because we are so stupid. I'll be darned. 24,000. According to the IG deputy, Timothy Camus, two lower-graded employees at the IRS Center in Martinsburg, West Virginia, erased 422 computer backup tapes that contained as many as 24,000 emails to and from former IRS official Lois Lerner. There we can add to the list of those that should spend the rest of their natural lives in prison.
You know, I could see it being a mistake if one or two of these.
Oh, no, wait.
No, hold on. If one or two of these
look,
got erased.
Look, you were doing good before.
But 422 mistakes in a row. I'm sorry, I don't buy it.
422 computer backup tapes. Oh, my gosh. It gets better. It gets better, ladies and gentlemen. The tapes were erased in March 2014, months after congressional investigators requested all of Lerner's emails. Remember they said they didn't have them? We don't have them. We don't know what happened to them. They got erased. Well, they're going to get erased is what happened. And months after Zero Hedge, among others, said to simply track down the server backups. And the punchline, according to George, the workers might be incompetent.
That's what I'm saying. You know, one or two times, okay, you're incompetent. I understand. Let's not do that anymore, guys, okay?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
422 times.
You're excused.
Sorry.
We're sorry.
That is a purposeful. There was much intent behind the erasing of those.
Criminal intent.
That's funny.
Criminal intent. Anyway, and Thursday they said there is no evidence they were part of a criminal conspiracy to destroy evidence. What would you say that is? Massive stupidity? That's what they're calling it on Fox Business News. Massive stupidity. Really? I want you to try that when you go into the IRS office. You know what? I deleted all that information. I am so stupid.
422 times. Sorry.
Yeah, you're going to prison, buddy. That's what would happen. Okay. All right, now, Amazon staff, government ordered us not to sell the Confederate flag.
That's ridiculous.
I think the other shoe is falling. Thank you, Amazon. I guess Amazon thinks it's big enough that they can now tell the truth. But Paul Joseph Watson says that the Amazon staff are telling irate customers that the company was ordered by the federal government not to sell items featuring the Confederate flag in the aftermath of the Charleston shooting. This thing has been so agendized and planned. Amazon made the announcement this week along with eBay, Sears, and Walmart. And by the way, I was in Sears yesterday, and that's what they were talking about was the flag, saying this is about the stupidest this country has ever gone to on a flag.
Right.
And these people were like people that might be defending the other side, but they said no, the flag is not. Since when does a flag become an issue?
Right, it's ridiculous.
Well, when they want it to become an issue. Anyway, Sears, Walmart, eBay, Target, all those people, I guess, were told thou shalt not sell.
Right. There's an interesting, this comes from prisonplanet.com, and there's a screenshot of the chat between, I'm not sure who the guy is, and Daniel V from Amazon. And so the guy asking the question says, Confederate flag no longer available. And Daniel V from Amazon says, hey there, this is Daniel. How can I help you? And the other guy says, there's no Confederate flags for sale on Amazon, yet there's a Nation of Islam flag available and Palestinian flag available. And then Daniel V. from Amazon says, due to national controversy regarding the Confederate flag, due to recent issues on national news, by federal law, retailers have been instructed to remove the Confederate flag from sale.
Wow.
And the other guy goes, by federal law, which law? And Daniel goes on to say, we have removed listing from the website. Have you checked the news? Retailers such as Walmart as well are instructed to remove all Confederate flags from sale. And the guy goes, wow, instructed by the federal government. So which law are they following?
Good point.
Yeah.
Let's find out what law it is. Also,
I don't
eBay,
have time like that.
You don't.
Because it's
okay,
non-existent.
eBay, you can now buy the ISIS flag on eBay.
Oh.
Because that's a U.S. flag, a.k.a. U.S. flag. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Ooh, that was low. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Probably.
like that. I like that. Welcome back to the Power Hour. 54 minutes after the hour. We'll let you know how the market starts again today. You would think that the United States would be reflecting it in its market when you've got something like the Shanghai going down about 8%. You would think that it would start to flow over to the United States, but they're keeping it going here and keeping everybody motivated to keep purchasing, keep purchasing. Just to back to the Confederate frenzy, New York Film Critic calls for banning of Gone with the Wind. Now we're making some sense, don't you think? Can you believe that?
This is going to ease those people's pain and suffering and, you know, right, and loss. Yeah.
If you remove movies, flags, and stained glass windows, then we'll be a whole lot better country. Don't worry about the drug issue. Don't worry about no jobs. Don't worry about war on every single eight-country front.
I mean, the people running this whole PSYOP are just, I don't know how they think they can do this type of thing and not look like absolutely crazy people. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It just blows me away. Even you went to Sears, and the guys in there,
yeah,
think it's ridiculous. You know,
they're,
we're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, we're in the middle of nowhere, flaming nowhere, Missouri. And anyway, here is some good news that I'm glad to hear, and that is Rick Perry has become the first presidential candidate, and this is going to get him some votes, too, I think, to reveal that Big Pharma connection to the mass shootings.
Okay.
Well, you go, Rick Perry.
Yeah, except
okay,
that, you know,
now, okay, give me your...
Well, he tried to mandate, you know, Gardasil for all the girls in Texas.
That's right.
And got a bunch of funding from, was it Merck, I believe? You know,
mm-hmm.
So, sorry if I don't believe you this time, Rick.
Sorry.
Sorry, yeah. Rick.
Science has yet to determine a method finite enough to address the sensitivity in his voice. Yeah. Well, anyway, he was widely panned for it, but former Texas Governor Rick Perry recently joined the crowded field of Republican presidential contenders to become the first and so far only member of that group that has tied the recent Charleston, South Carolina shootings to Big Pharma. In an appearance on Newsmax's Stephen Malzberg show, I don't know if you know this or not, but on DirecTV, there is a Newsmax channel now, and Steve Malzberg is kind of their main guy there. Anyway, Perry made the claim that the killing of 9 African-American worshipers by avowed white supremacist Dylann Roof was caused by mind-altering drugs. Now, that is a major statement, though. That's a major statement.
I'll give him that.
Thank you, Josh.
Yes.
Thank you. That means a lot. He went on to point out that mood and mind-altering psychotropic drugs have been at the center of virtually all mass shootings in the U.S. since the Columbine school shootings in the late 1990s. I am thrilled that he would at least make the statement, even if it was on, you know, nobody watches Newsmax channel.
Okay, that's wonderful. But we need to remember that in February 2007, he did issue an executive order that bypassed the will of the Texas people and the entire legislature, mandating the vaccination of young girls in grade 6 in Texas with the HPV vaccine Gardasil.
Were they actually, did that actually happen?
I don't, you know. He didn't have his executive order. You know.
Yeah, and he got lots of money for it, so it depends on who benefits.
Right, so.
Who benefits? Okay, smart meters fire, living hell, and bureaucratic messes. This is a real-life story about what a smart meter, I'm going to thank Jim for this, can do to your home and your life, especially when a public utility company, a state regulatory agency, and an insurance company are involved. Colleen of Yardley, Pennsylvania, has been living in a Faustian nightmare and feels she has been pressed to, Faustian nightmare, sorry about that, pressed to all reasonable limits because of PICO, an Exelon company, installing a smart meter on her house. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break and continue this story. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back.